الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، after a long break, we hereby resume, inshaAllah ta'ala, seeking Allah's aid and assistance and success. We resume the series of tafsir in English, or the translation of the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Saadi rahmatullah alayhi to English. We were at Surah Al-Ma'idah last time we stopped, and we will obviously resume from there. If my memory serves me well, and according to the recorder, the last ayah which we may have covered is ayah number 75. And there's no harm in repeating that, just to be on the safe side. So, we will initiate right now, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه صديقة كانا يأكلان الطعام انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون. The Messiah, son of Mary, was not but a messenger. Other messengers have passed on before him, and his mother was a supporter of truth. They both used to eat food. Look how we make clear to them the signs. Then look how they are deluded. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ حَقِيقَةَ الْمَسِيحِ وَأُمِّهِ. Then Allah mentioned the reality of Jesus and his mother, or the Christ and his mother. الَّذِي هُوَ الْحَقِّ, which is what the inevitable truth. فَقَالْ مَا الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَيْ هَذَا غَايَتُهُ وَمُنْتَهَى أَمْرِهِ. The bottom line of who Jesus is, the final say and conclusion, is that he was a messenger like many other messengers who have passed on before him. أَنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He is from among the slaves of Allah whom were sent to the people. الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ وَلَا مِنَ التَّشْرِيعِ. Those who have no affair, no share in issuing or arranging the affairs, nor are they the ultimate legislators independent of Allah. إِلَّا مَا أَرْسَلَهُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Except what Allah sent them with. وَهُوَ مِنْ جِنْسِ الرُّسُلِ قَبْلِهِ. And he is of the same type of the messengers who preceded him. لَا مَزِيَّةَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ تُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ إِلَى مَرْتَبَةِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. He does not or did not possess any distinguishing trait which differentiated him from other messengers that elevates him from the level of messengerhood to the level of human to the level of lordship. He did not have any special trait that will make someone consider him to be a lord. وَأُمُّهُ مَرْيَمْ صَدِّيقَةً. His mother Mary was a صَدِّيقَة. أي هذا أيضا غايتها. This is also her epitome. إن كانت من الصديقين الذي أن كانت من الصديقين الذين هم أعلى الخلق رتبة بعد الأنبياء. It's enough that she is from the Siddiqeen, and the Siddiqeen are the highest rank after the prophets. Huh? Who knows why? What is the evidence that the Siddiq is right after the prophet, or right after the prophets? Huh? Aywa. Which ayah, Abdul Hadi? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. So Allah mentioned them in order of importance. نَبِيِّينَ, then صِدِّيقِينَ, then شُهَدَاءَ, then صَالِحِينَ. So the ranks of human beings in the sight of Allah, the highest rank is the Nabi, followed by a Siddiq, followed by a Shaheed, followed by a Rajul Salih, a regular righteous person. I believe it's in Al-Imran or Surah Al-Nisa. Allahu A'lam. I think it's Surah Al-Nisa. We can search it later, inshallah. Tayyib? Wadih? Wadih means clear? I hope so. So, in كانت, نعم. والصديقية هي العلم النافع المثمر لليقين والعمل الصالح. If one wants to know what is صديقية, what is to be a صديق, what does that entail? How does that materialize? He said, Siddiqiyya is beneficial knowledge which brings about certainty along with righteous deeds. Beneficial knowledge which will make you reach the point of yaqeen. You don't ever, ever doubt or speculate or have any issues with anything which Allah revealed. Nothing. And if the shaitan were to whisper this kind of nonsense or cast this kind of doubt, you don't entertain it for a split second. Because we have people who are not like that, who every time they're presented with something that doesn't make sense to them, they question the deen of Allah. Some women want to say, oh, this whole thing of obeying husband, not me. Huh? I'm not a coward. This is for coward women. This is for weak women. I'm a strong woman. I don't obey my husband. Excuse me? This person is far from Siddiqiyya. Why? They're conflicting with Allah's commands. Allah commanded the woman to obey her husband as long as he commands her to obey Allah, obviously. If he tells her to do something ridiculous, she doesn't have to do it. If he tells her to do something haram, she doesn't have to do it. But if it is halal, she has to do it. So a woman who submits to that has a concept of siddiqiyya, and a woman who goes against that does not have it. Why? No yaqeen. No yaqeen that what Allah legislated is better for you. That's what the problem is. People, why do they reject? They don't think it's better for them. They think that what they want to do is better for them than what Allah commanded. Just like Iblis. But what was the problem of Iblis? Iblis' issue was, how am I supposed to prostrate to Adam when I am better than him? What was better for him? To do what Allah commanded, or to opinion, or to share his opinion and express his opinion? Obey Allah. Had he only a yaqeen in Allah that what Allah told you to do is best for you, he wouldn't be Iblis today. He wouldn't be who he is today. Had he only believed and trusted Allah. He didn't trust Allah. He wanted to apply his own intellect. He doomed himself eternally. See? So when it comes to the deen of Allah, don't be using this intellect to reject and doubt and play games. That's not what it's used for. There has to be yaqeen. وَهَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَرْيَمَ لَمْ تَكُنْ نَبِيَّةً بَلْ أَعْلَىٰ أَحْوَالِهَا الصِّدِّيقِيَّةً. This ayah is an evidence that Maryam was never a prophet. Rather, the highest point she could have reached is Siddiqiyyah. وَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ فَضْلًا وَشَرَفًا. However, sufficient is that as means of honor and virtue. Yani it doesn't undermine her status because she's not a prophet. Prophethood anyways is restricted for men. وَكَذَلِكَ سَائِرِ النِّسَاءِ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْهُنَّ نَبِيًّا. Similarly, all other women, never was there a woman prophet. Never was there a woman prophet. And this is in line with the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that no group of people will have prosperity if a woman were to rule them. No group of people will have prosperity if a woman were to rule them. And this hadith is among the ahadith which are also fought against by the modernists, the modern Muslims, who say, look at Elizabeth Thatcher, whatever her name is, and look at, I don't know, look at the that princess back in the day. What is it? Saba? What's that princess? Saba. Naam. What's her name? Shiva. Lala. Shiva is the Hindu god. Something. Huh? Shaila? Anyways.
But the woman, they have a solution on this. They said that their argument is that we are not the one who can rule as a woman, but to share our knowledge in the public, we can.
Fine. But the hadith is not saying that a woman cannot share her opinion. The Prophet ﷺ, he sought advice from his wife Ummu Salama in regards to how to deal with his own companions. So this is where the sisters have to know to draw the line and differentiate. We're talking about the president of a country or the princess of a people where she is a queen. She is the ultimate person in charge. We're not saying that women cannot be involved in the thinking process or in the military or whatever it takes. But she cannot be the ruler of the people. She cannot. Now the people say, but history proves otherwise. Huh? The modernists and the disbelievers will say, history proves otherwise. We have many classic examples of women ruling a group of people and they did just fine. How do you refute that? How do you refute that? Waalaikum salam. Come on in. Huh? Waalaikum salam. Very early, mashallah, tabarakallah. How do you refute that, huh? You came in at the right time. The Prophet ﷺ said, no group of people will see success if they are ruled by a woman. Okay? Modern Muslims and kuffar say, your Prophet must be wrong. History proves the opposite. We have many examples of women ruling and their people were doing just fine. So how could that hadith make sense to them, obviously, if history doesn't support it? I mean, we have facts that say the opposite. How do you refute that?
I mean, look, you're talking in terms of becoming, you know, more pious and towards an Islamic life.
You remember this from the lecture, huh? Good man. We say, wait, define prosperity. Define it. Making more money? Is prosperity in your mind that if their salary was 3,000 riyals, as soon as the lady took over, she gave a raise, that everybody made 4,000 riyals? We say, khalas, prosperity, is this the prosperity in Islam? Is this what the Prophet was referring to, alayhi salam? No. We say, who used the word falah, prosperity? The Messenger of Allah. So we have to go back to the one who used it to learn from him, what does that mean in his religion? In our religion, what does that word mean? So if we go and look for it, we will find it has to do with all aspects of life. Most importantly, spiritually and religiously and so on and so forth. So now find us where a woman ruled and Islam prevailed. You will not find it. You will find kufr and disbelief and fornication, adultery and alcoholism and. And to us, this is not falah. This is a total loss. In your definition, this is prosperity. In our definition, is not. So you cannot define the word of the Prophet ﷺ according to your modern dictionary. You have to understand it according to what he meant when he said it. And then their whole building collapses. Because there's nothing they can say after that. So that's important. So this ayah is in line, or this fact is in line with the hadith, that there was never a prophet who was a woman. Because if there were to be a woman prophet, she would be the one ruling the people. They cannot prosper. So Allah did not make this an option. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Siddiqa, good. But the Siddiqa wasn't ruling the people. Maryam Siddiqa wasn't ruling the people. Aywa. لأن الله تعالى جعل النبوة في أكمل الصنفين في الرجال. Because Allah Azza wa Jal made prophethood in the more complete of the two genders, in the closer to perfection of the two genders. يعني between male and female, which one is closer to perfection? The male. Of course, the ladies don't like that either. خلي ولي, they don't have to like it. But for you, if you had to explain to some ladies who wanted to learn, not the ones who want to fight. Huh? If a lady wanted to learn, how do you prove to her that a man is superior to a woman? Beautiful. صح. Allah said so. But the logic behind it. She knows Allah said so. But she wants to understand in what way. When Allah said so, Allah mentioned, by the way, why? Yani Allah mentioned elements of superiority of men over women. We need to share them with the sisters.
Emotionally men are unstable.
Absolutely. So if we were to have men and women, is a man able to work hard and earn money and yet look after his children with compassion? Yes. How about a woman? Is a woman able, an average woman, is she able to truly look after her kids 100% and have a full-time job where she's earning a living and dealing with people without the emotional stress and breakdown and depression and? No. So if you were to put a man and woman in each position, a man will be able to perform much better than a woman at times of calamities. When news of death reach a man and a woman, who is able to handle it more and function and cope? Men. Woman will, she will faint. على طول. طب يا, you have responsibility. Woman cannot handle it. So in the area of motherhood, she's superior. In the area of manhood, the man is superior. But the man is able to play many roles of the motherhood, which a mother cannot play in the area of manhood, because she's a woman. You have to keep in mind the nature of the countries. Now we're speaking today in modern world, in the modern civilization, a woman now has an excuse of, well, I'm working as a nurse, or I'm working as a whatever, so she has a job. Back in the day, there was no nurse in birth. I mean, if she had to work, she had to work, cut wood and trees and you know, doing a farmer job, and what do you call that? Farmer. Agriculture. A man, mashallah, is able to do. Woman will fall out. She wouldn't be able to handle it. So nowadays they have, they can manage. And still women are stressed out a lot more than men are. Yani a man can have two split personalities. He can go to work and fight with his boss and fight with the colleagues and everything. And as soon as he gets in the car and he leaves, he's back to normal mode. He speaks with his friends on the phone, nothing happened. A woman, if she's upset at work, she'll be upset for the rest of the year. With the neighbors, she's telling them what happened at work. She sees someone walking down the street. Come, let me tell you what happened at work. Ya Ammi Khalid, this is a stranger. But I need to share my feelings. Okay, so you are the lesser in terms of perfection between the two genders. So congratulations to the men here. That doesn't mean anything except that we have more responsibility. Nah? That Allah made prophets, only men. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. This is an evidence that there were no women prophets. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا. مَا is nafiyah, negation. We have not sent before you messengers. إِلَّا. What does إِلَّا mean?
Except.
In Saudi culture, in Saudi dialect, what does it mean?
إِلَّا.
No. The opposite. It means yes. Yeah, because I when I first came here, I was a teacher. And I was teaching kids in third grade. So I would say, did you do your homework? They say, illa. I'm like, illa what? Except, what is it that you didn't do? Like, we're here. Like, ya habibi, anta, why do you say illa if you did your homework? I'm Allah, I went crazy. And then they told me, no, illa means yes. I said, how did you do this, man? This is a distortion of the word. So in local dialect, when someone says, you're coming, says illa means yes. Okay? Just so you know. But in classic Arabic, illa means except. It doesn't mean yes. So illa rijalan, wa ma arsalna min qablika, huh? Illa rijalan, except men. So that is restricting now. Nuhi ilayhim, to whom we reveal or inspire. فإذا كان عيسى عليه السلام من جن. إيش؟
هذا
آية القرآن. أيوه هذه آية القرآن. I think it's Surah Ibrahim. فإذا كان عيسى عليه السلام من جنس الأنبياء والرسل من قبله وأمه صديقة فلأي شيء اتخذهما النصارى إلهين مع الله. If then Jesus, the peace be upon him, is of the same kind of the prophets who preceded him and the messengers, and his mother was merely a Siddiqa, for what reason are the Christians taking them as lords besides Allah? Why? Why have they elevated them? And it's a very important issue, because some of the Christians try to play games with us. I remember this, subhanAllah, the other day I was driving, and this hit my mind, and it's a discovery as far as I'm concerned. I hope you share this feeling with me. Because remember this guy, James White? You don't remember James White. James White is that guy who made his long refutation of one of the lectures. على كل حال, one of the doubts that the Christians use against Muslims is that they say that Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, in the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, to Jesus, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? Okay? And then in another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَارِثُ ثَلَاثًا. So they're saying, according to the logic of the Quran, the Quran assumes that Mary is the third of the Holy Three Trinity. Right? Because they say, one ayah says that she was taken as a god, and then in this ayah it's saying Holy Trinity, which means that she is from the Holy Trinity, the Father, Mary, and Jesus. And so where is the Holy Ghost? So they try to use this to tell us that the Quran is inaccurate. The Quran did not really know what the Christians believed, because the Christians believed Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Christians didn't believe Father, Mother, and Son. So they're saying, see, that proves the inaccuracy and the fallacy of the Quran, that the Quran is trying to instigate and trying to claim something that the Christians don't believe, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized something, which is what? When in Islam, the way we define ibadah is very different than the way they define ibadah. In Christianity, if you were to call upon a saint, were you a Catholic, Ya Abdul Hadi?
No, yes, I'm Catholic.
If you were to call upon a saint, do you consider that to be worship of the saint? Saint Patrick or any of the saints who are supposed to help you in your affairs? They didn't consider this to be ibadah. They're only seeking assistance from a righteous person. In Islam, if you were to call on someone, is that considered ibadah? Absolutely. Have you taken him as an ilah? Yes. In fact, Allah said about this, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one who has taken his own desires as his God? So in Islam, if you start following your desires over Allah's, you have the God, your ilah is your own self. Do the Christians, or did the Christians, the Catholic in particular, do they seek guidance and aid and assistance from Mary? Yes. Always and forever. Even if they don't have her in the Holy Trinity, she is still a symbol, which they do Hail Marys and all this stuff. They still call on Mary besides Allah. In Islamic definition, she is a ilah for them. So when Allah said to Jesus, did you tell the people to take you and your mother as ilahain? It's a valid thing, because they did, according to Islamic definition of ibadah. And this is the part that the Christians don't understand. They think it has to be one of the Holy Trinity. No, it doesn't have to be. Even if the Holy Trinity was Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Maryam is still considered an object of worship. Not in your definition, in our definition. Once you have a statue of her in the Catholic Church, and you kneel before her, and you ask her, Mother of God, for something, in Islam you have done 100% ibadah to the statue. And therefore, she's an ilah for you. You see the link?
This is the part of Islamic point of view, but the Christianity has blindly understand this because they think that this is some kind of shafa'ah, but ultimately this is what it means.
Yes, well, this is where we have to explain to them According to the, because they are, their issue is with the Islamic definition. We say, yeah, this is shafa'ah for you, a means of intercession. For us, according to our standard, this is ibadah. Therefore, it justifies Allah saying that to Jesus. Aywa. طيب. وقوله كان يأكلان الطعام دليل ظاهر على أنهما عبدان فقيران. And the fact that they used to both eat food is a clear evidence that they were two poor slaves. عبداني فقيراني محتاجاني كما يحتاج بنو آدم إلى الطعام والشراب. They are needy, like other human beings who are needy of food and drink. Excuse me. ولم يحتاجا إلى شيء. عفوا. فلو كانا إلهين لاستغنيا عن الطعام والشراب. Had they been two gods, they would have sufficed themselves from needing eating and drinking. Is that logical or not? Yani, is it possible that a god who's supposed to be arranging the affairs and looking after the universe and making sure that the stars are in motion and the sun and the moon are in motion and the ocean is intact and everything, looking for some fig to eat or a sandwich, after which he goes to the bathroom? This is how lunatic the Christians are. They're saying God had to eat because he got hungry. No, worse than that, in the Bible, Jesus saw a fig tree and he went there to eat from the fig tree, but he found that it was not the season for the fruits to be there. So he cursed the tree. Does that look like a God to you? Doesn't know whether this tree has fruits or not? He has to go walk over there just to be disappointed. Oh, dang it. No fig over here. Majaneen, ya. Wallah al-Azim, something berserk. The Christians and their belief system. But and this is what Allah is trying to say. Allah is saying, كَانَ يَكُلَانَ طَعَمْ. That's why the next ayah says, أُنظُرْ. Yeah, look. How we make the signs clear for them. Then look how they are deluded. Yani, after you say what is 100% logical, according to all, you know, standards of logic, they turn around and they are deluded. We don't know what you're saying. Da 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 da. This and that. And they stay upon their disbelief. It's an amazing affair. So they would have been self-sufficient. وَلَمْ يَحْتَاجَ إِلَى شَيْءٍ. No, God doesn't need anything. And this is what As-Samad means. As-Samad, when you say قُلُهُ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allahu Samad. As-Samad is the one upon whom everything depends, and he depends on none. No need, it's God. Allah doesn't need anything, nothing, ever. Who needs? Human beings. Once you need something, you cannot be a creator. You're already deficient. And Jesus and Mary, in this sense, were deficient on that human level, not in their prophethood. Not in his prophethood and her siddiqiyah. But in terms of human standards, they were deficient. They need to eat and they need to go to the bathroom. فَإِنَّ الْإِلَهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Because the ilah, the ultimate object of worship, is al-ghani, the rich or the self-sufficient, al-hamid, the all-praise, the praiseworthy. وَلَمَّا بَيَّنَ تَعَالَى الْبُرْهَانِ قَالَ. After Allah cleared up the evidences, he said, أُنظُرْ كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ. Look how we make the signs clear for them. الْمُوَضِّحَ لِلْحَقِّ الْكَاشِفَةُ لِلْيَقِينِ. The evidences which clarify the truth and reveal certainty. ومع هذا لا تفيد فيهم شيئا. Yet it does not benefit them in anything. بل لا يزالون على إفكهم وكذبهم وافترائهم. Rather, they remain persistent on their fabrications, on their lies, and on their inventions. وذلك ظلم وعناد منهم. And this is no more but oppression and stubbornness on their part. And this is something which is witnessed in the Christian world today. Until today, alhamdulillah, many of them, They revert to Islam after such information is brought to their attention, and many of them remain and choose to remain in the state of disbelief, even though they don't have any valid refutation to the Islamic perspectives. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said,
قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Say, do you worship besides Allah that which holds for you no power of harm or benefit, while it is Allah who is the hearing, the knowing? The Shaykh said, أَيْقُلْ لَهُمْ أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ. Whenever Allah says قُلْ, He's commanding who? The Prophet, the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then who? Those who follow His footsteps. We are told, He said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Convey of me, even if it's one ayah. One ayah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, for example. So you have to convey that. But you have to know it, obviously.
أتعبدون من دون الله من المخلوقين الفقراء المحتاجين.
Do you worship besides Allah from among the poor, needy creatures?
ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا.
Ones who possess for you no harm or benefit.
وتدعون من انفرد بالضر والنفع والعطاء والمنع.
And then you leave and abandon the one who single-handedly is the caretaker or the one in charge of harm and benefit, and the one who's in charge of giving and withholding.
والله هو السميع لجميع الأصوات باختلاف اللغات على تفنن الحاجات.
Beautiful expression. And Allah is all hearing to all sounds through all languages with all needs, with the various needs of people. Meaning whatever you need in whatever language, huh? In whatever sound you make, Allah hears all of that. صح؟
العليم بالظواهر والبواطن والغيب والشهادة.
The one who knows the outwardly and the inwardly. And the that which is public and that which is hidden, the hidden and the public.
والأمور الماضية والمستقبلة,
and the past and the future.
فالكامل تعالى الذي هذه أوصافه هو الذي يستحق أن يفرد بجميع أنواع العبادة ويخلص له الدين.
So the one, the perfect one, who possesses all of these traits an attribute, is the one who deserves to be singled out in all worship, and the one who the religion should be sincere to. Only Allah Azza wa Jal, who possesses these beautiful names and perfect attributes. Anything else which any creature from any religion worships besides Allah, you will find that that object of worship is theirs is deficient in millions of ways. Millions of ways. Specifically, those who worship idols. Because the idols are the most deficient. A human being, for those who worship a man, like, you know, in India, what was that man who was worshipped by so many? Huh? No, not Buddha, Sheikh Ashbak. Buddha, Buddhism. The other guy, man. Aywa. No, it's one of these lunatics, man. Anyways. Yani, they're worshipping a live creature. Okay, he moves, he's able to speak, he's able to deceive. Huh? Yeah. But I'm saying, those who worship a live person, yani, yeah, it doesn't justify it, but he's alive. He can do something to them. He can trick them. He can deceive them. He's created by Allah. Yani, he's not their own making. He's created by Allah. Versus an idol. An idol which they know that, you know, the carpenter down the street or the sculptor made it. Huh? And it doesn't speak. It doesn't reply. It doesn't look around. It doesn't move.
and it needs maintenance, and it needs to be cleaned, and it needs all this. Now that is crazy.
Yeah, next time in the congregation, I'm going to tell to my mother that it's better for you to worship this man than this.
No, tell her it's better for you to worship Allah. They're calling to shirk, man. I'm going to warn against you in the da'wah center. You wait. You're no longer a teacher. Now you're going to tell your mother to worship a man? No, but I'm saying, yeah, well, those, they are committing a lesser, yani, in terms of stupidity, it's less stupid than the idol. The idol is marra', ma'izi. Huh? Especially if that object of worship is overweight. Yani, had he been a slim guy who's been working out and exercising, he would say, fat, you know, big fat guy, Buddha. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Aywa, this is a what?
Anuman? Yeah, H-A-N-U-M-A-N.
What is it? That's the definition of that person?
The name.
Oh.
Monkey?
Okay, that's enough for the day, huh? I'm just saying, man, some crazy stuff. Alhamdulillah for Islam. How did I get here? I don't know. Aywa, so now we were mentioning that. So the next ayah. We have time, yeah. You have another class? طيب خلاص inshallah. We will conclude. We started late this time. معليش, we're just trying to pick up again. And then we will deal with it next week. So we stopped at ayah number 77. بإذن الله عز وجل. Not this coming Friday, the one after. We will resume. I will explain why after I turn off the recorder.